encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today, James, we're going to talk about forgiveness over the holidays. I mean, what a great topic. A lot of folks really struggle with that this time of year.
Yeah, they do. You know, at Thanksgiving, I saw a meme going around which said, save yourself money at Christmas. Talk politics at Thanksgiving. This matters so much, not only because of politics, but just because of being human, you know?
You're so right. And at this time of year, all the memories come flooding in, and some of them may not be so good for some people. But that also brings up an important topic when it comes to forgiving, right? Sometimes genuine wrongs are done to others, and simply because we choose to forgive shouldn't mean that we put ourselves at risk, especially when there's been any number or kind of abuses.
That's true, because sometimes abusers will even use this season to take advantage of the goodwill of others. And this is where I believe prayer becomes so important yet again.
Yeah, I was wondering when you'd get around to that.
Well, let's make it practical. Let's say you're going to be at that family gathering where a person has been intentionally hurtful in the past. And when you walk into that situation with a prayerful heart, you know you're never alone. Praying helps remind us that we are loved and valued no matter what others may think or say or have done. And so you can enter into those difficult situations with a new strength when you pray.
Yeah, praying also helps us kind of think before we speak. Not that I would ever struggle with that.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard to do this sometimes in the moment, you know, especially when all of those old thoughts and fears and emotions come flooding in as soon as you see another person. I mean, you know how it can be. And I like the way David put it in Psalm 55:16. He said, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me."
Yeah, being in those difficult situations really causes us to be more dependent in prayer.
God gives us wisdom that we need to navigate those waters. Again, let's talk about a family gathering where, you know, you find yourself face-to-face with that brother or sister, and suddenly you're reverting back to your childhood, you know? You're going back to old ways of handling things, and you know, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to do this. And that's where, again, I think we really have to call on the name of the Lord, and he'll meet us in those places. But we have to remember to do it. We have to lean into him.
Oh, he really does. I mean, he really helped me forgive. I have an older sister, a manager, many. So, and, you know, she was, I always felt very condescending towards me. And, you know, just this week as I was, you know, thinking about that, he kind of gave me this insight. Apparently it came from John Piper that when you think you're superior to others, it's hard to forgive. And for some reason, I've always put myself in that over my big sister, and it really, it's very insightful.
You know, Robbie, I think about what Jesus said from the cross when he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing." And when it comes to matters of the heart like this, often we really don't know what we're doing. I mean, we need the Holy Spirit to rule and overrule in our hearts and minds. And you know, sometimes we see things that aren't there. You know, sometimes we've been hurt by individuals who didn't even know they were hurting us. And these are, again, waters that we can only really navigate with Jesus' presence. So we have to practice his presence in the moment. And I had a great example of this the other day. I was riding down the highway. I was on the road in Arkansas with a couple when we were doing that Prodigals conference, and it was a rainy day, and somebody pulls, they're pulling onto the highway on this rainy day, and they had to put on the brakes. And, you know, every once in a while, you have to do that because it was just a short entry area. And the person behind them, they didn't have to slam on their brakes. They weren't skidding or anything. They were just impatient. And so they laid on their horn. And immediately I heard this person who was driving and the person in the back seat just with the kindest voice say, "Bless you." And you could tell that they really meant it, you know, and I thought about Jesus' words about blessing those who curse. And it was a reminder of that beautiful presence of God in our hearts and minds that can really change everything in a moment.
Wow. Yeah, like that soft answer turns away wrath. That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Or I think about Corrie Ten Boom's story. You know, years ago, when she had encountered a man where she was at a speaking engagement, and this was a man who was a prison guard, and he was at Ravensbrück, where she and her sister were interned, and where her sister actually died. And as soon as she saw this man, you know, all of those emotions and that hatred for him just came flooding in. And he put his hand out to her and he said, "To think, Fräulein, that he has taken our sins away." And this man had now become a believer. And, you know, so he's standing there with his hand out, and that just kind of made matters worse for her because she was so angry reliving all of this in her heart and in the moment. And so she prayed, "Lord Jesus, I can't forgive him. I need you to forgive him through me because this is now my brother in Christ. Lord, help me to forgive him." And so, you know, really almost on faith, she starts to put out her hand. And as he took her hand, she was filled with a love for this man that she could not explain. And there again, you see the importance of prayer in the moment and the presence of Jesus to be able to get us through even the most difficult encounters. But just as you know, as we head into the holidays, I just want to encourage our listeners to know that, to know he's faithful, to know that he will give you strength, and as you lean into him, he will help you in every moment. Oh, it matters so much.
Yes, it does. Thank you, James. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.